Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm lying cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan conjuring. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
welcome to WFSO Aftermath, the day after the battleground. Just put it that way. But, anyways, well, it's been a good past week, I would say, for, like, just wrestling in general. Of course, you got Ring of Honor around. You have TNA. You have, of course, WWE as well. And you had this new company. Well, you had New Japan. I guess they're just showing, like, classic matches. And you have this new one, Paragon Pro Wrestling, which here is it's on like every Saturday morning, like at 5 a.m. So I won't be able to, you know, get to watch it when it's recording. I just have to DVR it. But they had some interesting people that's on that on roster, which is pretty good. It's like you have former WWE superstar and Gangrel, Jesse Sorsen, was he was from TNA before they, you know, they BS'd him around and stuff. He's their current champion. Also, they have Victoria, which now she's known as by her real name, Lisa Marie. And the guy I recently had interviewed, Big Money, Tyshawn Prince. But, like, the past two shows just been really, really good. From, like, the championship match they had the week before and last week with Gangrel and Tyshawn Prince. And they also have former TNA star Joey Ryan. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just, like, talking to people. So, if you guys got a chance, go check out Paragon Pro Wrestling Saturday mornings, 5 a.m. on Pop TV. It's a cable channel. So I think if you have, like, DirecTV or Dish, I think it could be on Time Warner Cable. I'm not sure. So you get a chance, check out that program on Pop TV. It's commercial free, so no interrupted commercials, which is a good thing. So that's one of the things you couldn't ask for what you can ask for when it comes to just watching straight up wrestling. You don't have to worry about commercials or anything like that. So it's like their tag team is pretty good. Yeah, a whole bunch of competitors there that are really good and entertaining. Just one of those shows you just need to check out. So get a chance, check it out. Going to take a little break. We're going to talk about what happened the week in wrestling. We will be back. Got a name on my shoulder and we stop to leave. Come on, the pay-per-view last night, although it only had like a few bad things, as I said it yesterday on the special Aftermath episode, that I gave it an 8 out of 10. Like I said, this pay-per-view, although few things I talked about was like the problems, it could have been up to a 10 if it wasn't for the issues of most of the matches, except for the Divas match and the tag team match. Was the other matches were like going way too long, and the finish between Owens and Cena match, them were my only two reasons that I decided to give it an 8 out of the 10. So, like I said, all the matches were pretty great from top to bottom. Like I said, well, you get the idea. But, anyways. Ooh, excuse me. Well, Raw was interesting with, had Undertaker come out, made a challenge to Brock Lesnar, so Triple H and Stephanie set it up for SummerSlam. So I'm like, man, I wish I was there. But, hey, there's always next year. Who knows? Also, ooh, sorry. Just kind of itchy on the chin. Let's see, and trying to think the... I know they, for once, they had like two Divas matches we'll get to in a bit. Of course, they had the main event with the six-man tag. Seth Rollins, you know, just blah, 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 blah. I think the first match was... Yeah, it was a Divas match, actually. With Charlotte going against Brie Bella. And Charlotte won the match. Kind of like her solo Raw debut, like as a competitor. Which was pretty awesome. The other Divas match was like a tag team of Sasha Banks and Naomi going against Paige and Becky Lynch. That was a pretty good match as well. Although Sasha Banks and Naomi did win the match. They had a tag team match with the Primetime Players versus Los Matadors with a little bit of a distraction from New Day. Los Matadors did win the match. Paul Heyman did came out and just say his piece, then Undertaker came out. It looked like he was going to attack Paul Heyman. Then, although Brock Lesnar was banned for being there tonight, he was there anyway, and the brawl was just good. I don't care about, because those, all them segments they had tonight, including that big old brawl that started in the ring, ended up happening in the backstage to the Seth Rollins promo with Cena. Like, although, you know, you didn't expect that much of a promo to go on, it was that good that you just get, like, those types of promos and stuff a pass, because normally you'd be like, man, we're sick of 20-minute promos and all that stuff, but it's just today these promos get a pass because the stuff that was just going on, especially they trying to start building around SummerSlam. Ooh, excuse me. It was just really that good. So it was a good Raw, like one of the good Raws I have in a while. And shockingly to say this, like, I would rate tonight's Raw a 10. Yeah, that's surprising. Although I would have liked more matches, but I'm going to give it a 10. Because it was a pretty good night, and it was actually a pretty good crowd in Kansas City. Just, wow. just wild. Yeah, wow. It was just that good night. That's one thing I can say about that. We're going to take one more break. Going to talk about a little bit of probably the wrestling that's going around here, and I think we got a few things to catch up on, so we will be right back.
She's watching the taxi driver pull away. She's locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, you're still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat watching his cape. She changed, watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name. Love who to blame, and she smiles. Oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making it a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart. We're waiting for Superman to pick her up in here. Chasing answers, I'm lost in the